Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Not my will, but yours. Luke 22:39-46. And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." What is it that you would most like to do? What is your heart drawn to? What passions drive you? Often, we are told, follow your heart. I work with youth that have significant struggles. Some come from difficult backgrounds, and others seem to have chosen a path that leads to destruction. I think we are at least somewhat culpable for the poor choices we see young people make. We are the ones that have told them to follow their hearts and passions. But then, when they make terrible decisions, we ask them, "What were you thinking?" It's a mixed and mixed up message. I'm always both perplexed and deeply moved by this passage that describes Jesus' prayer before the cross. "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Jesus was acutely aware of the horrific suffering about to come upon him in order to make atonement and take the punishment for sin. In his humanity, he asks if there is a way out, but in his full-out commitment to his Father's will, he submits himself to the cross. Hebrews 12:1-3 says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." I think there is what could be seen as a paradox here. Jesus, knowing the suffering to come, asks for a way out. But as Hebrews 12 says, there was also a joy set before him that drove him ultimately to yield to the Father's will and endure the extreme hardship. In our day-to-day lives, it's obvious that it would be more natural on the surface that we would choose more pleasure rather than pain, more comfort than trials. So I think it is absolutely critical that we see how Jesus kept himself grounded in order to actually fulfill God the Father's purposes for him. Jesus kept himself grounded in truth and fellowship in prayer. When I was a kid, there was a simple song in Sunday school, "Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow." As cliche as it might seem, how can we hope to know God's will if we never engage in real study of his love letter to us? How can we have joy set before us to endure the hardships and afflictions God may have chosen for us if we don't have an ever-deepening relationship with God? So here is the apparent paradox. Hebrews 11 is like the hall of fame of faith. Many that are named in that chapter endured great difficulty as they fulfilled God's purpose for them. And as it says about Moses, "By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." I believe, as C.S. Lewis argued, that if we accept the pleasure of this world over obedience to Christ, we are trading a holiday at the sea for mud pies in the slums. We are far too easily pleased. Dear Lord, there is nothing I need more than you. Please forgive me for allowing my earthly desires to overshadow the joy of knowing and serving you. I don't know what you have in mind for me today, but as Jesus also prayed, not my will, but yours be done. Keep me from temptation to turn towards pleasures that distract me from your will. In Jesus' name, amen.